Now you have some time to look at questions 35 through 40.
Now, all life is essentially dependent on healthy soil. Plants can't grow without it, and without plants, there aren't any crops for people or, for that matter, grazing animals. Healthy soil is the result of a few concerted efforts, like heavy composting, rotating crops, and using chemical fertilizers sensibly and correctly. And for truly rich soil, there needs to be fungi and microorganisms in the earth, byproducts of organic decay. The breakdown of dead plants and animals provides nutrients like carbon, nitrogen, and sulfur and phosphorus. Now, those components need to be maintained in the soil in order to farm effectively. That's true anywhere, not just in dry areas. Without proper conservation of healthy soil, we begin to see desertification. Too often, chemical fertilizers are overused, as is what little water is available, sapping the topsoil of those fundamental nutrients. If plants can't draw nutrients from the earth, they don't grow, which means there are fewer root systems. Absent of those roots, the soil becomes too compact or too loose, resulting in erosion, and that leads to even further desertification. But there are also a few other causes. Grazing animals can be responsible as well. Livestock like cows and sheep are obviously very important to any robust farming society. But the problem with permitting animals to feed uncontrolled in dry regions with few predators and no migration is that they can quickly eliminate all plant life. And like before, without vegetation cover, topsoil is exposed. So we see erosion starting when heavy wind or storms sweep the land. And here's another cause that I know some of you are already thinking of, the reckless clear-cutting of forests. That too can set off the desertification process. Trees are needed for securing topsoil and reducing wind erosion. Again, balance. I mean, sustainability is too often disregarded, resulting in still more degradation. And keep in mind that a region without grasses and trees only gets hotter and hotter over time. The process doesn't stop with erosion. The stark surface reflects sunlight back into the atmosphere, leading to greater evaporation and less rainfall. So how exactly can desertification be stopped? A big part of the problem is that these societies living in these kinds of harsh zones are usually marginalized and very poor. Some are even war refugees on the run from invading militias. They're, well, desperate sometimes. It's only through education, the teaching of sustainable agricultural techniques, that desertification can be slowed or stopped. Common sense treatment of topsoil is key, and crop rotation has to be practiced. The planting of cover crops like beans and lentils, that's been shown to boost nitrogen in topsoil. Responsible irrigation should also coincide with building terraces in hilly areas. Those terraces, they look kind of like stairs built into the side of a hill. They help to prevent runoff and erosion. Planting more trees in specifically chosen locations can also lessen environmental degradation and help to stabilize the soil. And we're still developing ways to adapt. Conservation ingenuity has resulted in something called arid aquaculture, a method of breeding fish in the salty ponds of certain drylands. So as bleak as all this might seem, there's still plenty of opportunity to overcome it.